If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey! Welcome into the House of L podcast. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. Oh, Remy threw a great party over at Money Gun, Sunny Gun. If you've never been, I had never been to that place, but, and you know me, I'm not huge on going out in public, but that place, as far as an outdoor vibe goes, was great. And Remy put on an incredible show. Shout out to my guy, Kyle. Follow him at Cognac Kyle. He's great, man. He's a legend. You want to learn more about Cognac, he will help you in that regard. But it was a wonderful time. It was a wonderful way to kind of kick off the 50th celebration. It's not like I'm not out here going crazy because I'm still me, you know, but it was nice to have a couple of instances where I could celebrate a bit, and this was a great way to do it. So I'm 50. My birthday was last week. The score, I should say, not the score. I should say Mitch Rosen and Chris Tannehill, because they were the brains behind all of this, threw me a surprise birthday party. Now, I hate surprise parties. And I actually told Mitch a couple weeks ago that I hate surprise parties. He loves surprise parties, and he loves throwing parties overall. And he said to me, he's like, well, we need to mark your 50th birthday. What do you want to do? And I said, well, I don't know. Just bring donuts for everyone. I don't necessarily, you know, like need a whole thing. So then they cooked up this elaborate. There's a client that we have to meet on Thursday, and you guys need to move up your show meeting from 1 o'clock to 12:30, and I'm like, oh, okay. Because I had already told him I don't like surprises, so I wasn't thinking it was a surprise party. Until that day. Until that day, I was like, wait a minute. Why don't we know who this client is? Shouldn't I have had time to prep? Like, I like to talk to clients about what it is that they do. And I'm like, it's totally a surprise party. I saw the pizzas coming in from Rinaldi's. I was like, that's too many pizzas for a client meeting. It's a party. So I'm sitting there inside of our office, and I'm talking to Tanny, and I'm like, this is a surprise party for me. I was like, if this is a surprise party for me, I'm going to be pissed. Because I was doing my exit meetings with one of my students, and I had to cut one of the consults short. So it was totally a surprise party. And everyone from Odyssey Chicago was there, and it was great. And thanks to everyone from Jams and B96 and BBM. Shout out to Mai Martinez, a.k.a. my work wife. She was kind of holding everything down and pointing everyone in the right direction. So big thanks to her. And I walked in like, I knew it was a surprise party. And then Mitch pointed behind me, and there were my parents. And to get my parents to come from their very comfortable home in the far South Chicago suburbs, to get them downtown, that was touching. And it left a mark on me. Like, it was really great. And my dad had on his very cool salmon color jacket that he likes to wear when he wants to get fancy. He had on a little tie, the whole thing. He looked great. My mom was there, like, meeting everyone because everyone hears me talking about her. And they're like, oh, my God, your parents are just the way that you described them. I'm like, yeah, like, they're adorable. Look at them. So it went from being me possibly being pissed to me being ecstatic about this. Now, the only problem was, is one, there was still a radio show to do. And two, when you're the center of attention of a party, and this is part of the reason that I definitely don't like surprise parties, but parties in general, in your honor, is because you then have to entertain. And like, I actually did not eat at the party. Because it was outside of, like, the zone where I'm used to routine. And it kind of messed up my routine to eat. So I'm just making sure everyone else is eating and having fun. I don't like food to go to waste. So I'm like, let's take it into the BBM newsroom. And let's get everyone over there fed. Because, look, the BBM newsroom, they like to eat over there. They love it. So Huck Finn Donuts, because Mitch knows that that's like my favorite. Shout out to my guy Dimitri over at Huck Finn. Huck Finn over on Damon and 35th. Man, they came through with boxes. They even had made two giant donuts that made 50, the number 50. And that was super dope. It was so dope. And everyone ate and we had a wonderful time. It was great. It was really great. And then we did the show. I took one donut with me. I took a cruller, which is one of my favorites from Huck Finn. And I ate that instead of what I would ordinarily eat for lunch because I'm kind of on this journey of trying to eat better and feel better. And it's been good. I'm down 20 pounds since the Super Bowl, and I'd like to get at least another 10 off. But I'm down like 3 pant sizes, which is crazy because I just bought pants in like March and now like they're too big. But it was really fun. And I'm glad that people care enough to do stuff like this. This is the second time in the last year that a surprise party has been thrown for me. Last year, it was just like colleagues and mentees threw one for me, and that was really cool. That was Shakia Taylor and Maggie Hendricks, my birthday buddy. Shout out to Maggie, my twin, also born on June 6th. Happy birthday to her. Turning 50 is weird. And I've heard older people say this, and I didn't realize it until I'm saying it out loud. I don't know what I thought 50 would feel like, but I don't necessarily feel like what I thought 50 would feel like, if you catch my drift. I am trying to do all the things that will help me have a long, healthy life. Not all of the things. Like, I could still eat a lot better, but eating and enjoying food should be a part of your life. The idea is moderation. And I'm someone who's always had the discipline to work out, but never really had the discipline to stop eating bad food all the time. And now I eat bad food less of the time. I've had, over the last week, it's been wild. I've had a bunch of ex-girlfriends reach out to me, which is super dope. And one, a girlfriend from college, was like, welcome to 50. Did you ever think that we would make it here? And I was joking how, like, there we were in classes at DePaul, or I was waiting for you to get out of class at DePaul, or, and now I'm sitting here with students. Like, I'm sitting here answering questions from students. It goes by, it, when you're in it, like, you feel like everything is moving so slow. Days will move slowly. If you're having a bad day in particular, it feels like it's moving slow. But it goes by in a blink. And here you are, 50 years old. I definitely, and if you've heard me before, I've talked about the concept of the midlife crisis. So I'll update you on this. I did go and buy a car. And it's pretty. And it's fast. It's not crazy, though. Because I'm still me. So I didn't have to use any of my savings to do it. It's a used car. But it's a car that I've always wanted. And now I have it. And I'm going to drive it around this summer. And I'm going to have a good time in it. I've already had a good. It's already been worth it. The experience alone has already been worth it. So I went out to go get the car. And let me just share some of this fun with you, because it's something I might do this summer again. Not buy another car. Like, I'm done with that. Unless my everyday car breaks down. That's possible. I don't think so. It's a really good car. But it's possible. Anyway, I had to go get the other car. So it's not like you can drive a car to go pick up a car and then drive two cars at one time. So I took the train. I took the Metra, the Union Pacific West line, because I was going to the Audi exchange out in St. Charles. And thanks to them, they were great. Guy who sold me the car used to sell cars in Matabatacola back in the day, because time and the world are a flat circle. The world is not a flat circle. Sorry. The world is a robust sphere. It's not flat at all. But you know what I meant. So I take the Metro out there, and I swear I don't spend a lot of time in the western suburbs. You know, I've got nieces and nephews that are way out west, you know, in the DeKalb area. But as far as the western suburbs go, unless I'm going to the I-88 corridor at the Topgolf, you know, just to park my gun, I don't go out west very often. And taking that line out there, I had a great time, like, just looking, like, at these stops, and you're like, ooh, man, I should get off there. And I had that three or four times. I jumped out of my seat because, like, I love Oak Park. Oak Park, to me, Evanston, Oak Park, and Hyde Park are very similar. Like, they're, to me, the same place almost. But you go, there's downtown Oak Park. You're like, oh, I want to get off here. Or the suburb that I am falling in love with, I don't think I'll ever leave the city. But if I were, Elmhurst would be on the list. Downtown Elmhurst is beautiful. And it was another one of those things, like, man, I just want to kind of get off here and see what type of shops they got going on. And there's a good place to just hang out. There's a good breakfast nook. Is there a bakery over here? I wanted to do all of that. Same thing with Wheaton. because it was on that line. And then when I got off, in Geneva and then Ubered over to Audi Exchange. If you didn't know, the car I bought was an Audi. Nah, I guess I could have bought anything over there, but that's what it is. Anyhoozle. And when I got off in Geneva, I was like, man, I wish I wasn't in a time crunch because I would like to hang out here. It reminded me in a weird way, and this is like the exploration of your own city. I took a train trip from Montreal to Quebec City. I highly recommend it. I'm always telling people about Montreal, but that train ride that I took from Montreal to Quebec City, it's a game changer, and you should do it. So I was on the, traveling by train is a lot of fun. And there's a world of possibility. And I think before the summer is over, I think I'm going to do that trip again, but this time I'm going to get off. It'll probably be Elmhurst, but I'm going to get off and hang out in downtown. And apparently I definitely have peeps in Elmhurst. My guy Matt Bowen, like IC Catholic, is out there. And when I went to the game and I finally saw like their field, because they play at two different places, and Elmhurst is all, York is also in Elmhurst, and I like their stadium too. But when I went to go see them play in the playoffs a couple years ago, police officers came up to me, and that's very, you know, I'll just say, like, as a black man, that could be a little disconcerting. But these people were really friendly, and they were like, we listen to the show every day. We're so happy that you're here on the sidelines. I was like, whew, glad I didn't get a parking ticket. Or worse. And then they were giving me all these recommendations on where I should go to eat and where I could find a good donut and all this stuff. So I think Elmhurst will probably be the first place that I stop off at. And then maybe if I get more adventurous, I'll keep going and then stop in Wheaton, because I've never really spent any time in Wheaton, like my whole life. Hang on, I'm gonna take a sip. We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kensta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kensta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kensta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kensta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kensta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kensta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. That's Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But to get back to being 50, you start thinking backwards a little bit, and maybe that's just how I'm wired. You start thinking about how many summers, how many baseball games, how many concerts, Should you pass up any of the opportunities that are put in front of you? And it's scary when you see people who aren't that much older than I am. Bill Burr talks about it in his special. I think he called it drop dead age, like between 49 and 61. You just drop dead versus dying of whatever. And I feel that. Like, and I've spent the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months talking to people who are around my age. Folks who are a little bit older than 50 and what it was like for them when they turned 50. I've had a lot of questions about whether or not I want to continue with the score, for example. And if anyone else felt that pull to go do something else. And I got some incredible feedback from people. And I got some incredible feedback about the idea of getting older and what that means. And it's been great. And like, you know, I talked to my parents about it too, but my dad is almost 80. Even him remembering back to 50 is, you know, but I think about that too. I think about retirement. What do I want retirement to look like? And I've come to the determination that I'll give you who the person is who I want to follow. Mark Sapelsa. Mark Sapelsa, I think, retired from Fox 32 at 52 years old. And I'm not sure where he lives, but it's somewhere in like the Dakotas or Montana or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Now, I'm lucky. I have a job that pays really good money. I also save money like a miser. So I'll have options if and when this happens. I mean, it could happen, honestly, as early as next week. But I think that the score and I are pretty close to having a deal done. But I look at Mark Sapelsa and I go, that's it right there. Because you've got to find the cozy little nook of space where you're doing something. And for me, maybe it's I'm doing a bear show instead of doing a show every day, or I'm teaching and doing a bear show. You need to be doing something, but you also need to make sure that you're healthy enough or young enough. Young doesn't always equate to healthy, by the way. Healthy enough to go and do some of the things that you like. And I feel like the next couple years is a good space for that. Where if I do want to go live in Montreal for a year, I can do it. Or if I want to split time between Chicago, Phoenix, and Montreal, I can just go do that. And maybe I'm teaching a class in the first semester at Arizona State. And then when that's over, I'm leaving and I'm going to, well, actually I wouldn't leave then. So I definitely wouldn't teach second semester. Maybe I would. Cause that's about the time when it gets to be unbearably hot, is at the end of the year there, like the end of the school year. Maybe that's the move. And then in May, I can just go and hang out in Montreal and then spend summer in Chicago, because summertime shy, there's nothing better than that, no matter what. But it's got me thinking about all of that, and it's you have had to have worked long enough to have a decent amount of money squirreled away so that when you hit retirement age, and I'm using air quotes because I know that you can't see me. This is an audio-only episode, and I appreciate you listening to it on Spotify or on Apple. You need to have enough money to live your life. And I don't need a lot. Like I know I've talked about buying a car, but that car didn't cost a lot of money. If it would have, I would not have bought it. Like, honestly. What's the old line? It ain't tricking if you got it. I got it. At least for that level of car. Layla was like, oh, you need to buy blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't have 8-cylinder money. for this. I have an allotted amount that I have saved, and we are not going over this number. Done. She's like, what about a G-Wagon? No, I'm not doing that. But you have to have enough money to live a life that's comfortable enough and to allow you to make choices. I don't know if I have any advice. I mean, I do know that I have advice, but I need specific questions to give that advice. Other than this advice that I'll say, and it is on the financial tip, and I am not a financial advisor. I just know what worked for me. I had an incident at the score. I don't know. What am I, 50? This probably happened maybe 15 years ago. Maybe more than that. I've been at the score for forever. Maybe it was, you know what? I actually think it was 20 years ago. Yeah, it had to have been, because that would have been about the time when I was starting to get serious about all sorts of things. I had this situation where my paycheck and someone else's paycheck got mixed up. And so I had enough money to like pay for everything. But it was the moment where I was like, yeah, you should probably have way more money saved than what you have. I think it was, at the time, I think I barely had four figures in savings. And if you've saved $1,000, if you have $1,000 in cash that is available to you, you are doing better than half the people who live in this country. Which is a sad statement to make. Everyone is like one medical tragedy away from going into bankruptcy. That scared me. And so I began to really take saving seriously. Like my 401k had kind of always been my 401k. And when you're 30, you're not even thinking about retirement, which is good. Which if you're younger than I am, if you're in your 30s and you're listening to this, max out your 401k. Whatever your retirement benefits are, max it out. Eventually, you will not miss that money. And then you're going to ideally get that money back. I don't want to give you investment strategy because I'm not qualified to do that. I'm also not great at it. I'm getting better at it. But you should do some sort of investment. I believe in having a six-month emergency fund. I know it's very Susie Orman of me, but I believe in it. The peace of mind that comes with it is important. To know that if worse comes to worse and you don't sign that contract or your job isn't picked up or you get laid off, the fact that you have literally bought yourself time. The mortgage and the rent are going to be able to be paid. You can take a breath. And then figure out what the next thing is. And there is definitely a sense of security in trying to save and being diligent about that. And for me, I needed the automatic. And you can set your accounts to just automatically. And now I have it where my account from NBC, like I had a 401k there, and when NBC Sports Chicago went away, it wasn't able to roll into my other account. So now I just automatically send a few dollars a week into that account. And I think it's still have it set from what it was 20 years ago. Like I have an account where $250 just magically goes into an account every month. And I don't miss it. I honestly wish I would have woken up 5 years earlier and when I was 25. And then maybe at 30, I wouldn't have had that experience. But that experience that I had kind of brought me to today where I'm not rich, but I'm comfortable. And I like that if I want to give money to something that I care about, or if someone needs money, I joke with my students all the time. Don't get arrested, but if you get arrested, I have bail money. Keep that in a separate pile. That's the only advice that I feel like I'm qualified to give you is do a little bit better at saving. And that's what I did. It's like just a little bit. Like I just want to do a little bit better. And then you will find, at least I found, that your perspective will change. Where I was like, okay, I'll feel better if I have $1,000 more in savings in the next 6 months. And then those 6 months came and I was like, ooh, you know what? I would feel better if I had $5,000. It's not endless. Like I feel pretty comfortable with where I'm at now, but that was the mentality of it, of being like, oh, all these things could happen. I want to make sure that I can take care of this, this, and this. And so that's where I'm at right now. The physical stuff is complicated by me having Crohn's, but I'm doing pretty well with that. I went and had my checkup before my 50th birthday, and everything seems to be moving in a good direction. But look, there are still those, wait, am I sore because I slept wrong? That's not supposed to happen. Why do I need to do yoga every morning? Because I need to get the blood flowing. That type of stuff is annoying. Where I tripped in my front yard. I was watering the plants. And I have a flower bed. And I backed up and I tripped over the flower bed. Ass over tea kettle. I've learned how to fall through a little bit of martial arts back when I was a kid. So I tucked my chin in so that my head wouldn't hit the concrete. And I absorbed the fall. And I started laughing. I'm like, oh, old guy falls down. Ha, ha, ha. And then you're like, oh, I'm all bruised up. What's that about? Those things are scary. But they can also be fun. It's fun. I'm looking at my flower bed like right now as I'm doing this. And my roses are actually coming up, which is great. Waiting on my hydrangeas, though. But it's like the idea of like, oh, of course you fell. But I'm trying to lift weights. I've been lifting pretty heavy. That's another piece of advice I would give. I know that people kind of commonly think about lifting weights and bulking up. It has been the opposite. Like, I've been lifting heavy and have been leaning up. And that's a difference in diet. Like, I've been eating less. And that's just the goal. But lift. I've always felt great when I lifted. Going all the way back to high school, it's my thing. Like, everyone needs something. For some people, it's the running that does it for them. And it did it for me for a while. I feel like my particular body, I don't think that I'm a very good runner. I don't think I have good form. And I don't have time to really work on it. So I end up being running feels like a chore and lifting feels like a necessity. So save a little bit more money than you think and lift heavy weights. That's kind of where I'm at. And think about what you want retirement to be. That's all the advice I can give you as a 50-year-old, as an old man. Before, of course, my voice goes out. Anyhoozle, I'm glad you listened to this. I appreciate your support. Remy Martin, thank them for supporting us. I will talk to you next time as a 50-year-old. Peace!
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.